This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. Hey, it's so good to have here on BPN Radio today, on this Thanksgiving Day, a man who I'm very thankful for, who gave me the first opportunity to preach in June of 1966. I went to a Sunday night meeting at Southside Assembly of God Church in Wichita Falls, Texas. A prophet by the name of David Wilkerson was there. And after he got through preaching, I knelt down to pray, and I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, "Son, I want you to preach my gospel. Will you preach my gospel?" And I said, "Yes." And so I went home and told Jean, and she said, "Yes." And then I went to the youth pastor at that church, whose name was Kern Choate, in 1966. And I said, can I preach? I've been called to preach. And he said, absolutely. So he gave me my first opportunity on a Saturday night to preach the gospel. I've been going ever since. Kern Choate from Wichita Falls, good to have you on today, Kern.
It's good to be with you, Dale. And what a privilege and honor it is to know that you have given your life to the Lord, and God has blessed you through so many ministries that I have been able to keep in contact with through different ministries, and how that you have been used of the Lord. And I understand that I believe you've also written a book, haven't you?
Yeah, I've written two or three books, and Gene and I next year, of course, will celebrate 50 years in the ministry. You and your wife, Eddie Faye, y'all been in the ministry a lot longer than that. And God has blessed us along the way, but I'll always be thankful and grateful for you inviting me to minister there at the youth service, my very first sermon. And then later on that year, you were pastoring the Assemblies of God Church, the Assembly of God Church in Archer City, Texas, and you also invited me to come and preach there. And then Gene and I, we became pastors of our first church in Holladay, Texas. You and your wife, Eddie Faye, were in Archer City, and many times we would come over to your house, and you would feed us a meal and encourage us. And we were only 23 and 21 years old. And I just want to say thank you. I'm grateful that you're still serving God and still doing the stuff. I know you've had some health challenges lately, but, you know, I just know we're supposed to express appreciation. So for those 2 years that we were in Holladay, Texas, we had some wonderful fellowship. You remember those days, don't you?
I tell you, those were precious days, Dale, and this is what makes the ministry worth it, when you look back and can look back at those. And by the way, when we pastored in Archer City, we still have contact with a couple of families there that got saved while we were pastoring there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's wonderful to look back, and your ministry was very effective even in our church when we were privileged to have you. And I just hope that God allows us one more time maybe to meet together somewhere down the road, and just renew our friendship afresh and anew. But
yeah,
you've got a wonderful family, and you tell Claude Jean that keep treating you well. Okay.
Okay. Well, I just want you to know you've been a blessing, and you've been down the road a few years. How long have you and your wife Eddie Faye been in the ministry?
1963.
Y'all went in 1963, so that is a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow! Congratulations, and I know you pastored several churches along the way, and I don't want to ask how old you are, but I know you've been down the road a few years. And
well, you know, 82 years may seem like a long time to some people, but you know, I realize in my age time that life is but a vapor, you know.
That's true.
And it seems short, but one of these days we'll be able to sit around the table and I think enjoy the blessings of eternal life.
Boy, that's very true. That's very true, Kern. And, of course, so you'll always have a very special place in my heart for giving me an opportunity to preach in my very first sermon. I don't know how I did, but I was so excited, and I'm sure I gave it my best shot. So you've been a minister over 50 years. What may be one or two highlights of your ministry during this time?
I didn't catch what you
what,
said.
Now. What might be a couple of highlights of your 52 years of ministry?
Well, the greatest time is being able to, in my latter years, we were privileged to work with families that were downcast and see God deliver them from all kinds of addictions and all of this. And, you know, to see the Holy Spirit just pull hearts and lives out of the flames of fire and see them on the road and doing great. And so my latter years, I guess, Dale, I would consider it to be the cream of my ministry, because God allowed us to be in a place that mm-hmm. was so destitute
yeah.
for the gospel, and we were privileged to be blessed to be in that place.
Yeah.
So that would be my highlight, I think,
yeah.
of seeing God bring in those that the world would give up on
uh-huh.
and make great and wonderful people out of them.
Well, it's very important to finish strong, and I always remember you as a soul winner. I remember when you went to Archer City and became the pastor there, you guys would go out every night and win people to Jesus, and they'd come into the church, and you've given your life, and I just want to honor you. The Bible says we're to honor those who honor those that have helped us along the way, give honor to whom honor is due. And I just want to thank you, Kern Choate. And you pastored until you were 80 years old.
Yes.
That's amazing. That is amazing. I believe that too many guys out there quit prematurely. They quit before their time. They think, well, I'm 60 years old. I need to retire. I'm 62 or 65. You know, I just don't, I don't believe there's any place to do that until you just have that release. But I'm thankful for you that you have made the journey, and I sure love you, and I just wanted to let everybody know how grateful I am to you, your wife Eddie Faye, for helping Jean and I. Well, she was known as Chloe Jean back in those days, and help us get started. Very grateful, very thankful. We've had a lot of wonderful moments together. You guys had a wonderful gift of hospitality, always inviting us to your home for a meal or to hang out. young pastors that needed some encouragement, and you guys certainly did that. And maybe before you go today, I want to say happy Thanksgiving. And maybe before you go today, you'd like to say a prayer for those that are listening today. And we'll also be praying for you. Understand you're having some health challenges, and we'll be praying for you also. So, I just said we'll be praying for you also.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And we just pray God's blessings upon your ministry, Dale. And we just pray that every you're going in and going out will be blessed and anointed as it has been all of the years of his ministry. When you called him, you called one that you could trust and know that would deliver the word and rescue the perishing. And we just pray blessings and pray that you would just give them the best Thanksgiving that they've ever experienced. And we'll give you the praise and honor in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you very much, Kern Choate from Wichita Falls, Texas. Thank you again for being on the broadcast on this Thanksgiving Day. And I just want to encourage people out there to let somebody know how thankful you are and grateful you are that to those that have helped you along the way. God bless you, Kern. And
God bless you.
Thank you. Hope to talk to you again soon.
All right. God bless you.
Happy Bye-bye. Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
I see the stars you have made. I know you call them each by name. To think, Father God, whom heaven displays, is thinking of me in intimate ways. I stand amazed in all of your glory, that you would die for me. I stand amazed. I stand amazed. Stand amazed. I see the nails piercing your skin. My wicked heart driving them. Glory, true love. your glory, that you would die for me. I stand amazed. I stand amazed.
Yeah. when I think about the Lord, how he picked me up and turned me around, how he placed my feet on solid ground.
For when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me.
You have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice. I will praise you, Lord, and I will sing of love come down, and as you show your face, we'll see your glory. I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice. I will praise you, Lord.
I will praise you,
and I will sing of love come down.
I will sing of love come down.
And as you show your face, we'll sing your
there's nowhere to go and no one to turn to bring back the joy that you once knew. Hurry to the hymn of his garment. Run to the feet of Jesus. Cry out to him, have mercy on
and went where she had never dared. Everybody makes mistakes, the doctor reassured. Nobody has to know, the choice is yours. Well, the years come and gone, she's still searching for that love. And every little child just reminds her of the choice that she made, the price of the trail. Will the haunting memory ever go away? Sometimes late at night, she can hear the voice she never heard, crying out for love she never gave. Even though forgiven, there are times she can hardly stand the hurt from the scars that she bears to this day. Was the memory of a lesson she wished she never would have learned. It comes back every night in the voice she never heard. In the voice she never heard.
I love you, Mommy.
To just let go. So many things I'd like to change along this broken road. I need the chance to start again. There's no future in my past, and there's no moving on for me if I'm always looking back. It's time to forgive and forget. Mercy has no memory. Grace has no regret. God took those sins and buried them far as the east is from the west. And if Jesus can forgive, it's time to forgive myself. Every one of my mistakes has been buried by the waves. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, He washed them all away. Beyond all I have done, to the heart of who I am, and the one who saw me fall so hard gives me strength to stand. It's time to forgive and forget. Mercy has no memory. Has no regret. God took those sins and carried them far as the east is from the west. And if Jesus can forgive me, then it's time to forgive myself. His forgiveness is tomorrow's hope. Failure isn't final, although there will be some. then it's time to forgive myself.
Oh, holy God, you are the melody. Let your healing waters flow. Healing waters flow. Healing waters flow. Let your healing waters flow. Healing waters flow. Let your healing waters flow over me.
Let your healing.